Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you once again that we can come into his presence and to share his word. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we encourage you to join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says, "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. So we want to thank God that we are brought to fullness in Christ. Heavenly Father, as I quiet myself before you and begin to contemplate that I have been given your fullness through Christ, I confess that I cannot begin to grasp what this means or how it can possibly be displayed in my life and the life of the House of Christ Ministries. Open my spiritual eyes and understanding, I pray, that what I know to be true, that I can be filled to the measure of all your fullness, might become a reality in the way I live. We bless the name of the Lord as we lift up the House of Christ Ministries tonight. And we just want to praise God once again that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and lift him up and to praise him and to honor him in the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord, beloved.
Raise your voice.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ, our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. Our announcements are as follows. House of Christ School of Ministry is offering spiritual enrichment training Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Our prayer meeting on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Our Bible studies prayer meeting on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service on Sundays at 12 noon. Our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. We encourage you and your families, your neighbors, or friends to join us in fellowship as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. God bless you as we continue on this journey. Beloved, once again, House of Christ Ministries is committed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world through social media, prayer, songs, and biblical teachings, sound biblical teachings. If you are living in the New York area, we welcome you to fellowship with us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc. at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. Let us stand.
There's no fall that can defeat.
as long as there is love, we will stand. And God is love, so we'll continue to stand. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Amen. I'd like to share with you tonight, it was said during the Roman Empire, all roads lead to Rome. Some say that about heaven today. All religious roads lead to heaven, beloved. And I want you to remember that. I want you to meditate on that. Is that really true? Or is there just one way to heaven? What do you think? All religious roads lead to heaven. I want you to remember that. Well, the follow-up question to that, is that really true? Or there's just one way to heaven? The Romans wrote to heaven, beloved. Why can't we go to heaven? The reason being, we're all sinners. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We must then conclude that in our natural state, God views us as lost sinners that are headed to some place of rewards. Where will we go? Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. That means you're going to hell. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Since the Bible terms the second death the lake of fire, death in this verse means when we sin now, we pay later in hell. So when we sin right now, we pay later in hell. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, beloved. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. How can we go to heaven when we physically die? A lot of people ask the question. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Realize your state before God as a sinner, beloved, condemned to pay your debt to him by going to hell. See the God who loves you in spite of your sins while we were yet sinners, sent Jesus Christ to take the punishment for your hell on himself. After you acknowledge these things, and I want you to acknowledge that tonight in your hearts. And then when you acknowledge that in your hearts, I'd like you to go over to your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 13. That if thou shalt confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead. Jesus is not dead, beloved, but alive by the power of his resurrection, showing that he was and is God. So let's go back to that again. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God calls accepting Christ being saved. It is trusting what he said in his word, and then doing something about it. So So, beloved, my question to you tonight is, what exactly do I do now? I want you to realize you're lost. We're all lost if we have not accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Realize Christ died for our sins, your sin and my sins. Ask Him to forgive you and save you. Beloved, I want to encourage you today. I'm going to ask you to pray with me tonight. Just lift up everything to the Lord. Just place everything in His presence. And I want you to pray with me. Just say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin, Lord. I now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and into my life as my personal Savior. Tonight, I am willing by God's grace to follow and obey Jesus Christ as the Lord of my heart and my life. Amen. My question to you now, beloved, did you mean what you just said? I hope you did. And please be reminded that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you called and you meant it, you received what God said you would. Forgiveness and salvation, beloved. If you are still not certain, to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we will be very happy to guide you through the steps, beloved. But don't be fooled. All religious roads does not lead to heaven. Just one way to heaven, beloved. No one goes to the Father but by me. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Time. Lord, you watch over me. Both day and night. That's why I've got to say,
your grace and mercy.
Your grace and mercy
brought me through.
It brought me through.
I'm living this moment.
I'm living this moment
because of you.
Oh, because of you, my Lord.
I wanna
thank you,
and praise you too.
I just wanna praise your holy name. Let me tell you one more thing. Justice demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy, they said, oh no, oh no. We have already paid the price. And let me say one more thing. I was so blind, but thank God tonight, right now I can see. Do you know what I mean? I say grace and mercy. They came along, and they rescued me. And I'm here to testify,
your grace and mercy
brought me through. It brought me through.
I'm living this moment.
I'm living this moment, my Lord.
Because
of you.
I want to thank you,
Lord.
And praise you too.
And praise you too.
Again, as we continue on this spiritual journey, and our lesson for tonight is why pray, and why is it important to pray, beloved? I'll give you a few minutes to think about it, and then we're going to go right into the lesson.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When the
when he reached down his hand for me, we claim the victory in the name of Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his throne
Tonight is why pray, beloved. It has been said that God does nothing on the earth unless some man or woman ask him. But why is that? God has given man dominion on the earth, and so he will not undermine the very authority that he has given out. Let us take a look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, which says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Thank God for his word. We just want to bless his holy name as we continue on this spiritual journey. Beloved, although God has given man dominion, he yet has given man the ability to recognize when something is beyond his ability, at which time man is to ask God to come in and move in and upon situations on our behalf. Authority and dominion must be rooted in God. We must trust God to lead us and to guide us. In prayer, we are often, or we are afforded the opportunity to communicate with the living God, who knows all things, and he can give us petition that we need to live successfully in prayer. We also find out ways and why nots, the hows and the whens, as we pray and submit to God's revelations to us. We will gain understanding regarding what he is doing and desires to do, above the desire of our own flesh, which will cause us to make wrong choices. Submission in prayer, beloved, causes us to step into God's perfect will in and any given situation. Submission in prayer causes us to step into God's perfect will in any given situation. So it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Some of us Christians pray so little and complain so much about the issues that we're having in our lives. This makes no sense, beloved. issue will never change unless we pray. We have the tools necessary to change our lives, and the greatest of which is to be able to access God in heaven because of Jesus' sacrificial death for all of us. Once we reach God in faith, beloved, that is to say, once God hears us, then we get an answer. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Beloved, you often hear people say, after they've tried everything else, well, all we can do now is pray. They've tried everything in the flesh. And when they're not successful, then they will say, now we can pray. If we would only pray first and stop making it the last thing that we do, we would soon find that things would turn around faster for all of us. I personally do not think that Christians are willing to believe God. And most of us, when we're in church, we jump and shout and praise God. But are we really praising God, or we are just entertaining? Beloved, we must be willing to believe God. We must accept his words. We must stand on his promises. Prayer requires faith in which we must be willing to believe. Beloved, it's not just the pastor's responsibility to pray for you and situations that you see and encounter. It's not just your mother, your father's, or grandparents' responsibility. Pray for you in your circumstances. It's not just the church intercessors or prayer warriors' responsibilities to pray for you or pray for the church and the community. Prayer is the responsibility and burden of everyone who is a Christian, including you and I, beloved. We have been given spiritual responsibility and authority in some places on or over people. Yet it requires us to pray in order for us to know what we must do. How great an impact would be, or would have on our families. How great an impact we would have on our churches, our communities, our cities, and our nations, if we, the Christians, you and I, start praying more. We need to pray more, beloved. Prayer truly changes things. We must take on the responsibility to pray. Not only should we pray a little, but constantly. We should be praying daily. We should be praying in the morning, in the noontime, every minute of the day. We should be praying and praising God. We must stand up to our responsibilities. We must. We must stand up and be counted. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. So we should never stop praying. Although we should have dedicated times of prayer, also be constant in prayer throughout our days, causing us to be instrument in the hands of God that can be used for His glory at all times. Not for our glory, but for His glory, God's glory at all times. Beloved, the value of prayer, believing prayer, is something that mature Christians understand, while it is at the same time undervalued by the body or the baby and the adolescent Christians, the young Christians. But we, the mature Christians, should make a difference. We, the mature Christians, understand or should understand our responsibility to pray and the great impact that prayer causes. Yet they also have crucified their flesh that resists the need to pray for the comforts of natural things and easy living. Beloved, it takes discipline yourselves. Move distractions and other natural responsibilities into a secondary place. In order to make prayer primary in your life, so everything else must be secondary to prayer. Prayer should be first in your lives. This is something you must choose to do, beloved. And I just want to encourage you tonight. Prayer changes things. When we pray, the enemy hates that. We must pray, beloved. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15. Gives us the Lord's Prayer. Jesus Christ Himself prays. He prayed and He prayed. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The Bible goes on to say, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you, beloved. So I just want to encourage you. After you have prayed and you ask the Lord to forgive you, then you have to forgive those who trespass against you. The Bible says once again, beloved, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also forgive you. But wait a minute, let us go on. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So we have to forgive, beloved. We can't go to the Lord asking Him to forgive us, and we can't forgive our brethren. It is in praying daily and throughout the day that we stay connected to God and learn to discern His voice above all the other voices that are trying to gain our ears of attention. And there are a lot of voices that is trying to gain our attention. As Christians, beloved, we often ask God to use us. Yet when he unctions us to pray, we do not. One of the greatest ways to be used by God is in prayer. Most think that being used by God is some outward opportunity wherein people get a chance to see our gifts and our talents. That is further from the truth. God wants to use us in a way or in ways that we nor anyone gets the glory. And prayer is one of the best ways. When God uses us, he gets the glory. And we need to understand that. It's not about title. It's not about you being a pastor, you being a bishop, you being an apostle, a prophet. It's about God. It's about our Father in heaven. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about his Son, Jesus Christ. It's not about us. We are nothing. We can't help ourselves. Pray, beloved. And sometimes I think that most Christians forget that there is an enemy who is trying all that they can to get to destroy us. Each day they seek to steal from us, they seek to kill us, and ultimately destroys us. The Bible tells us in John 10, verse 10, which says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus Christ, he came for that purpose. Unless we stay pressed into God, beloved, getting his direction and wisdom each day, then it will be easy for them to deceive us and overcome us. When we are in communication with God, he will expose the enemies, all of the enemy's strategies against us, and destroy them on our behalf. It is in prayer that we are led by God to ask him to help us to overcome the enemy's strategies and all his devices against us, beloved. Everything you need, beloved, is in God. Your provisions are in God. Your health or healing is in God. Your salvation is in God. Everything you need in this life is in the living God, your Father. He wants you to ask him. Ask him what you need. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11 says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that knocketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened," beloved. "Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Beloved, I encourage you, pray. Pray without ceasing, beloved. Pray. what are you going to do now? Will you get determined and disciplined to pray? Or will you continue to go the same way? If you will not pray, beloved, then nothing will happen. Things won't get better. We had always to pray. And remember, in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, God says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God wants to give you so much. Yet he seeks you to ask him. Don't be afraid, beloved. God loves you. Many do not have because they do not spend time in prayer to ask for it. Don't take asking for granted, beloved. If Jesus Christ said that we should ask, then we should take him at his word, and we should ask, because he never lies. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. And I pray once again that you will join us. You can also write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. That's E-L-M-O-N-T, New York, 11003. And if you're living in the New York area, or you're visiting in the New York area, or if you have a family member that lives in the New York area, you could ask them to call us at 877-351-4939, and we'll pray with them. They can also fellowship with us on Sundays at 12 noon, or Bible studies on Fridays at 7:30 p.m., and our prayer meeting on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Our School of Ministry, which is offering just one course for now, Spiritual Enrichment. We are currently teaching Understanding Deliverance and Operating in Deliverance, and it's a very interesting subject. So once again, beloved, you could write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Attention, Reverend Donald A. Davis. God bless you, beloved, and God loves you. As we continue on this spiritual journey, beloved, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, we welcome you to join us in fellowship. We are committed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the globe through social media, prayer, and sound biblical teachings. God bless you and good night as we continue on this journey. Continue to pray, beloved. Just pray. Just pray. Surrender all, everything, every problem, every situation. Surrender all to the Lord in prayer. Be confident in his word. Trust him at his word. Believe on him. Believe.